According to the Associated Press, President Nixon goes before the nation tomorrow with a new major proposal to end the Vietnam War. The address of the radio and television will be broadcast from the White House at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That's 9 a.m. tomorrow Saigon time. The president says this new United States peace initiative has the approval of the governments of South Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia. It'll be submitted to the Paris peace talks on Thursday. Associated Press further states that Mr. Nixon is making no attempt to discourage speculation that the United States may propose a ceasefire throughout Southeast Asia and a withdrawal of all foreign troops from Vietnam. Fresh from a five-nation tour of Europe, the president relayed word of the speech when he bounded into the White House press room. Says the president, it will be the most comprehensive statement ever made on this long and difficult war and will cover all the major issues. And, said the president, we are not just saying it for the record. Presidential advisor Robert French has told a Civic Club audience in Salt Lake City that he believes the United States is on the threshold of a new era of peace. French declined to discuss what President Nixon might have to say tomorrow, but he declared prospects for peace in Vietnam grow brighter day by day. In London, Vice President Key of South Vietnam discloses that he has been ordered by President Chu to return immediately to Saigon. Mr. Key arrived in London yesterday and had planned a four-day private visit before continuing to Paris. He made arrangements to leave tonight on the return trip to Saigon. Mr. Key said he had no idea why he was being recalled. The House Appropriations Committee has approved a leaner diet for the military. It approved a $66 billion-plus defense spending bill. That's about $2 billion less than the Nixon administration wanted. The committees have agreed to recess October 14th, a week from tomorrow, for the November election, and Congress would return for a lame duck session on November 16th. Senate Majority Chief Mike Mansfield said the agreement reached today is tentative. It will be the first time in 20 years that Congress has held a lame duck session, that is, one convened by the outgoing Congress after another Congress has been elected. The last was during the Korean War. Finally in the news, Mayor Carl Stokes of Cleveland told the American Dietetics Association convention today that the most popular bipartisan menu in Washington these days is applesauce Agnew, mutton chops Mitchell, and fondue Fulbright. That's AFN News of the Hour. Air Force Sergeant Dave Youngman reporting. AFN News, compiled from commercial and military news agencies.